I just want you to read a verse for them in Mark 9, verse 45.
Mark 9:45. And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter halt into life than having two feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched.
So I believe that most of us in this room would understand when we speak of the Mosaic law, the law given to Moses, that it was given for a purpose. We covered the other day, there's something it could never give. Tell me what it was. What could the law never give? Four-letter word. Starts with L. Life. The law could never give life. The law gave no power. The law had only one purpose, one thing that it could do. Condemn. That's all the law could do. And so the law was given to, in particular, to Israel. It was given to the Jewish nation. The law, Paul says in Galatians, was our schoolmaster to lead us unto Christ. So the law was that which revealed to a man, I'm bankrupt. I've broken it. It's like the 10 links of a chain. It is gone. I can't do anything with it. I'm not under the law. You're not under the law. We have all been set free, but there is the principle of the law that I find many Christians are under today. Instead of the liberty of the Spirit of God leading and guiding me, I somehow have a set of rules, a set of things that I can do, another rule, things that I can't do, and I am the one who seems to be in charge. There's a common denominator for one that is under such principles. It's failure. Every time, all the time. When I begin to use my own strength after I've been saved, I'm trusting in myself. I'm trusting in my abilities. Maybe I've learned a lot of scriptures and I think, you know, I've got this boat under my control now. Well, I believe there are many Christians, and I don't believe every Christian enters into chapter 7. But most of us have a bit of experience there, don't we? It's a tough thing to learn the verses that we're going to look at. I'm going to begin with verse 14 of this chapter. Maybe I'm going to read from verse 12. Wherefore the law is holy. It's the first thing I want to realize about what God had given. Holy. The commandment is holy and just and true. Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid. But it was sin that was working in me by that which is good. But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful. So here's the principle here. We know that the law, number one, is spiritual. I am fleshly. Carnal is the word. Sold under sin. And so we find this state of bondage that we come into in verse 13. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. Well, that's a terrible thing. I want to do something that is right, and I don't do it. And I don't want to do something that is wrong, and I do that. How is this happening to me? I thought that when I got saved that it was going to be this complete different change. But we find here the misery of one that is attempting to produce holiness in his or her life on the principle of who or of what they are and what they can do.
For the sisters?
Go ahead.
It says in Matthew...
Microphone.
Get microphone.
Oh, okay. My
bad. If you have a microphone, put it near your mouth.
Okay. In Matthew 5:17-18... Jesus says that he came to fulfill the law. What does this mean for Christians? I have met many atheists who use this verse to contradict the word of God. This is Jesus' death. That is Jesus' death. Did not really save anyone from the law, but now we have to follow Jesus and the law. Do we have to follow the law?
The standard of the Christian is Christ himself. The standard I have is far greater than the Ten Commands that were given to Israel. The Lord Jesus perfectly fulfilled every demand of the law. There was nothing in him to respond in a negative way to the law. He perfectly fulfilled it. We know that. But for you and I as Christians, I don't have 10 words, 10 statements of things I should do and shouldn't do. My standard is a person. I hope we can see that. Christ is the standard for you and I, that I would walk here as he walked. Excuse me, that I would follow in his footsteps, you see. Others will help us develop that the principles for the Christian life are far above that which Israel had in a dispensation gone by.
Maybe a verse that would help a bit is verse 7 of chapter 7 here in Romans. It's, what shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. And this is the part I was trying to get to. Nay, I had not known sin, but by the law. For I had not known lust, except the law had said, thou shalt not covet. So maybe the law was what we, Brother Emil yesterday showed, 6'7". And actually none of us, it was the show, the measure with which God showed us humankind. You cannot live up to my standards. I'm going to give you only 10 simple commandments and you can't do them. That's maybe